is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC advisory panel voting on COVID-19 vaccines for children this afternoon. Today, it appears the panel reversed a lesser discussed vote from yesterday's meeting. The group now saying that their new narrowed recommendations for the MMRV vaccines also apply to a massive federal program that provides free vaccines for children. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi is in Atlanta.
Everything that's decided by this panel still has to be approved by the director of the CDC before it becomes official. But what they decide matters and affects what vaccines are made available to American children, specifically what vaccines the government provides for free and which ones insurance plans will cover.
Outside an ICE detention facility in Broadview, west of Chicago today. Protests taking place against the federal immigration operations in and around the city. President Trump held a call with China's leader today. It included discussions on TikTok, but no more deals on a tentative plan. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices continue to drop in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at GasBuddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices trend along with the statewide average and are comfortably under $3 per gallon. The National Weather Service has new flood mapping technology. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin, mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley. This is a new tool that visually shows in high-resolution, street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can see the maps on the National Weather Service website. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Cleveland tomorrow to play the Browns Sunday at noon. Now, yesterday, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury and had to undergo testing. Head coach Matt LaFleur at today's press conference on what happened to their leading tight end.
He was practicing and got hurt. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I don't think it'll be long term. So that's a positive.
Is IR a possibility?
I don't believe so.
College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, yeah, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the newest candidates for governor, State Senator Kelda Royce, about what propelled her into the race to lead Wisconsin in 2026 and beyond.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number two of the big broadcast here on a Friday, TGIF. It is the 18th of September, a Friday, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Sommers, let's take a look at the old Sam Davison street cam. As my mother is fond of saying, into everyone's life, a little rain must fall.
It's so sure, looking overcast out there.
We have a little sprinkle here. The pavement is wet, is moist. Downtown Madison there. Some cars going by. The night market was last night. I heard it was a success. I wasn't able to attend this last night. One more left in October. We'll let you know when that is. And you can come down on Thursday and say hello to us. But people in town here, some Terps, some Terrapins. Indeed. from Maryland are in town because the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Maryland Terrapins tomorrow. In football, at Camp Randall, really important early season game. Badgers kick off the Big Ten, but boy, they got walloped by Alabama last weekend down in Alabama. And so this is going to be an important game for Bucky. Early one, too. At 11 o'clock kickoff, you can hear the pregame show starting at 9 o'clock en la mañana. That is in the morning. For all you non-Spanish speakers out there, you can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Ripon. Also, via the Civic Media app on any of those stations as well. You can stream those Badger I listened to a Badger game last year out in Denver. So you can do it. Check it out. Wisconsin Badgers, pregame at 9, kickoff just after 11 o'clock at the camp. As they say, Camp Randall. I'm predicting this is one of the four wins that I took this year was Maryland. So I'm saying Bucky will win tomorrow.
Here's hoping.
Yes, here's hoping. Many thanks to Bill McCoshin for being here today in studio, the president and founder of the Janesville Jets. Great organization. Many thanks to Trigby for calling in today as well. And just a great example, Zommers, of there's good in all of our communities if we take time to look at it, look for it, and then lift it up.
I also really appreciated the little touch you guys did have on politics. Mm. Before we talked about hockey, he said that, you know, we really should listen to each other. And if you just take the time to truly listen, you might find that your assumptions about what other people believe are wrong.
100%. No, I appreciate you bringing that back up as well, because It's just good for all of us, myself included, to follow that advice. And all of us could do a little more listening, a little more talking. Although I get paid to talk for a couple of hours.
Or a little less talking.
Oh, what did I say?
You said more of both. Oh, no.
What's wrong with me today?
Today and yesterday. Yeah.
And yesterday as well. Is this bad? I don't know. I'm not medicated. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm not medicated. I think I'm just, as my grandma Allball would have said, I'm a little done in. I just feel a little done in. It's been a heavy 10 days.
It sure has.
I am ready for the weekend. Let me tell you, I am absolutely ready for the weekend. Although I got my rain gear, so we'll see where. And by the way, Zahmer's doing yeoman's work looking up at the American Players Theater website.
Midsummer Night's Dream. Thank
you. I guess I was going to my phone to look. He said, I texted it to you. And I looked and he had. And then, you know, the 20 minutes since, I couldn't say it. A Midsummer Night's Dream. I've seen the show. It's a great play. William Shakespeare. So cannot wait.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say William Shatner. I don't know why.
The way the last couple of days have gone, that would have been appropriate. Wouldn't that be great, seeing William Shatner do A Midsummer Night's Dream?
It would be very entertaining, but I think even more entertaining would be watching the Shakespeare fans in the audience just cringing and shriveling up because of his delivery.
Very, very dramatic.
Yeah, but they'd be like, you've messed up the meter.
All right, a little business to do for you. We're right in the middle of our Text to Win contest today, our free ticket Friday, our last one of the season. All baseball season long, every Friday, we've been giving you a chance on our show and all the rest of the network talk shows across the Civic Media Radio Network to win four tickets, club-level tickets, to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. Today is no exception, except that it is the last day of the contest for the season. And ironically, our word for our show is last, L-A-S-T. So download the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Either way, open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose the one closest to you or just hit AUK at the top or MDX. And then you'll see a little icon that says text at the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Now you're all set. And text the word last, L-A-S-T, L-A-S-T. No catch. You don't have to purchase anything. Just text the word last. And at the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly take one of the correct entries, and that individual will be on their way to Milwaukee next Friday, September 26th at 7:10 in the evening to see the Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds. I agree with Bill McCoshin. I think the Brewers get to 100 wins. Might be that night. We'll see. But almost certainly, hopefully, we'll see. We'll have clinched the NL Central, but it could happen. It could happen on Friday night. We'll see how this road trip goes. But, yeah, text the word last, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. Club level, they're great seats, their own concourse, their own bathrooms for that area, own concession stand. It's very chill and enjoyable. So text the word last, L-A-S-T. Don't forget, you can hear the crew as they get back underway tonight on the road down in St. Louis. Once again, playing the Cardinals. Broadcast starts at 6:40 tonight. First pitch just after 7 o'clock from Busch Stadium, or whatever they call it down there in St. Louis. It should be called the Stadium That Crushes Dreams. That's what it should be called. Brewers at St. Louis tonight. Magic number to win the Central is down to four games. And reminder, be with us on Monday. We have our old friend Sean Hanisch, co-producer of Just, a bit outside the story of the Brewers, along with his production partner on the film. You say the whole name.
Paul Jaconi Barry.
Thank you. Zahmer says it better than I do. Paul Jaconi Barrett will be here as well. And they have a brand new film. I basically have agreed to a non-disclosure form. I know what it is. Sean showed me the trailer last night. And it's very exciting. And they're announcing a new Wisconsin-based sports film coming up on Monday. And they're stopping by our show first to tell you all about it on Monday. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be another great Wisconsin sports film coming to a theater near you in October. So be here for that as well. All right, right now, coming up at 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing given away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 News Talk Sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely, timely indeed. The aforementioned Mike Lucas likes to say. Got Milwaukee Brewers playing down at St. Louis. A lot of people are going to be listening on the Brewer Radio Network. You can catch it like the game tonight in Richland Center, in Oshkosh, and in Hayward. And tune them in on the Brewers Radio Network. It has to be over the air in those cities tonight. And all weekend long, you got the Badger game on several of our stations tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you can listen to the Packers versus the Browns at noon on several of our stations. Now, what goes better with all those sporting events than a little grilling? Got to get the grill going. So today's category, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill?
It's a very interesting picture on the on the graphic this time.
It is.
Because the gas grill, the lighting is just all off, and it makes the meat on it look terrible. And the charcoal grill is in a store completely unused.
Right.
So I think it says maybe the person who put this together is trying to say that people who talk big about charcoal grills don't actually use their grills. I think I'm reading it too much.
I think you're way too much into it. I don't know. But yeah, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, X. The gas grill looks like a steak or burger, and then some grilled vegetables. Which, that is one of my favorite ways to have vegetables, by the way, is to grill them.
Very good.
Yeah, really, really good. Yeah, then the charcoal grill is brand new on the floor of your favorite box store, I guess. I don't know. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our very own, but shout out to the engineers, by the way, that keep us on the air. Never get enough credit for that. We appreciate them. One of our great Caspers. We have several Caspers on the. One of our great engineers, Casper, says, "Taste the meat and not the heat."
Yeah, you know, and I'm gonna say I trust his opinion on this to bring this back to a PG rating. I trust his opinion on this because he smokes meat and it is very good. I've had some. He's very good at it.
I never heard that before. Taste the meat and not the heat.
So I take it he's saying that charcoal is worse because it adds a different flavor to it. That's my guess. Tell me if you're
wrong. You could use like a hickory wood, and like so you have right. on one side of the grilling device, you're kind of burning or smoking hickory, either wood chips or whatever, and then you want that apple wood right. hickory to be part of the taste of the meat. So yeah. We could get some clarification from Casper here.
Right, and he says it's a Hank Hill reference, which is what I thought.
Oh, really?
So that,
and we've talked
is,
about King, yeah. King of the Hill in this program before.
You brought charcoal into our house.
I didn't know what it was. Luann asked me to hold it for her. I thought it was drugs.
There's soot under my boy's nails. You don't get that from a clean-burning fuel.
Well done, Zomers. Had it at the ready. Cam in Appleton says, knocking over my gas grill in a storm doesn't leave a mess to clean up. Might have to go with gas, though I prefer using a fork and the kitchen power outlet to get that quick trip meat flavor.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right, what's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? We'll take more of your calls at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, gas grill or charcoal grill? And you could also text the word last. Simply that. Just L-A-S-T, last. The computer will randomly choose one of you people that put in last in the computer text line, and you're going to AmFam Field for a Brewers game next weekend. Come on back. More on our What's Worse. Zombers and I will tell you ours after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's. When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Network 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock in a TGIF edition, Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zommers, Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board, dialing up a little King of the Hill theme music.
Indeed.
Nicely done there, Zommers. The what's worse category today, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill? And as we learned, who was it? Was it Crack that was on talking about King of the Hill?
Yeah, Brian Van Hooker, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Van Hooker. Brian Van Hooker was on talking about some King of the Hill stuff, and Hank was all in on propane.
He sells propane and propane accessories.
Yes, yeah, so he was all in and was, you know, just abhorred by the fact that someone would put charcoal out there on a gas grill. What's worse? Gas grill or charcoal grill? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On the text line, Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, says, while Hank Hill of Strickland Propane says, taste the meat, not the heat, his own son, Bobby, says, propane lacks the rich, smoky flavor of charcoal. Gas is worse.
It is a point of contention.
Let's go to the phone lines. Jim in Brookfield, listening on our great station, WAUK in Milwaukee. Jim, gas grill or charcoal grill? What's worse?
I would, after many, many years of charcoal grilling, we finally got a gas grill this summer on sale up at Ace Hardware in hardware in beautiful Brookfield, I would have to say that the charcoal grill is much more convenient, and it's just easier to start up, get out there, get that grill up to the appropriate temperature with the dials. You can adjust it. Yes, it does not have that charcoal taste to it, but you think about it, Todd, it's probably more healthy for you than to have that carcinogenic of the charcoal. So I'm saying that the gas grill is better and the charcoal is worse. And this is from somebody who for decades used the charcoal grill. The legs finally fell off my big Weber kettle, so I went to gas.
Yeah, I think to your point, Jim, this is a great point, all of them. They do have that, I don't know, there's a word for it. It's like not like charcoal from a mine, but it's like wood that's been clean wood that's been made into charcoal. I don't know what the term is. So that's supposed to be healthier. But you make a great point, Jim. When you drive by a fire going on, you wouldn't want to put your food over those chemicals. And yet we put it over it during the grilling season. So yeah. I get the flavor point, but for everything else you said, Jim, I appreciate that. Jim, have a great weekend down there in Brookfield, all right? Thank you very much for listening, and have a great weekend. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Fred, out in beautiful Cottage Grove, which is there a couple of weeks ago. Fred, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Charcoal grill is worse.
Well, any particular reason?
Did you ever tailgate?
Yes.
Charcoal?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And then sit around forever letting it cool down and everything. But right. you can dump it in that thing. But a gas grill, you start it up. Right away, you got your heat, you're cooking.
Right.
And you turn it off. By the time you finish your beer, it's cool. You can put it back in the vehicle. Right. And away you go.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Fred. Have a great weekend.
Very practical.
Yes. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Spring Green, where I'm going tonight to American Players Theater. Mike listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, first of all, weather forecast. How's the weather out in Spring Green right now?
Right now it is warmish and kind of humid. I'm driving out in the country. It's gorgeous out. I think it's
all right.
Beautiful.
I hope the weather holds. We're going to APT tonight. Gas grill or charcoal grill, Mike? What's worse?
Well, I think gas are more convenient, and so. But I don't know if that makes them better because I've been, you know, like on a Sunday afternoon driving around town when everybody's got their charcoal grills going, and without.
Mike, are you caught? Go ahead, Mike.
It makes your mouth water just smelling the charcoal smell of all these grills getting started up, you know? And it's a little more work.
Yeah.
And I can't put it on my deck because there's, you know, danger, I guess, of sparks flying and stuff. But out on my driveway, I can't burn anything or hurt myself. So I think charcoal is better.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks. Have a great weekend, Spring Green. Take care of yourself. Off the text line quickly, Gordy Kopke, one of our great sponsors of Civic Media, Kopke's Greenhouse down there in the town of Dunn, outside of Oregon. Get down there. Get your fall mums like I did. They're great, great products. Gordy says, at my advanced age, come on, he's not that old, I no longer can wait for the coals to get hot. It's gas for me. All right, we know where Gordy stands. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate your sponsorship there at Kopke's Greenhouse. Our old friend John, former mayor of Sun Prairie, by the way, listening on WMDX, says gas is so fast, so I use both. Oh, all right. Well, very good. He also says he uses one of those chimneys. Now, my buddy Kurt uses it. Now, Kurt, I've got video. He uses a chimney and a freaking flamethrower.
Really?
Wow. He has a flamethrower hooked up to a thing of propane, and that's the way he lights his charcoal. I'm not kidding. I'll show
you. I bet
you.
It's fun.
It's very entertaining. But he doesn't mess around, Kurt Kohler. Quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, gas grill or charcoal? What's worse?
Well, first thing I've got to say is I hope your friend doesn't, who uses the flamethrower doesn't let his insurance company know that.
That's a great point.
He'd get in a lot of trouble with the scouts.
But I'll take a charcoal grill any day. I missed being able to call in yesterday about chicken or steak.
Oh, yeah.
And steak's the way to go for me, and charcoal grill Nothing like it.
All right, great, Ollie. Thanks. Enjoy maybe some grilling this weekend. Have a great time up in the Northwoods. Always appreciate you, Ollie. Thank you so very much. We'll read a couple more. Zomers and I will tell you what our what's worse is after we have a little farm news update from Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke. And talking about the life and career of Brett James. You know some of his songs, but might not know him. He passed away in a plane crash overnight. And some other news of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
As we know, the trends for Class 3 milk prices has been going down recently. But what's the trends on milk production across the U.S.? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker, a dairy market analyst with Everag, is here to share what exactly is happening in milk production.
We've been able to grow cow numbers basically off of retaining older cows. You know, we've got a lot of green siting of new dairies. And expanding dairies all around the country. And, you know, people don't build parlors to not put cows through them. And, you know, with all of this black calf money people are getting, you know, there's not a lot of heifers around. So we're retaining those older cows, breeding them to Angus and holding on to them to help grow our herd. We've gone up about 160,000 cows in a year on the previous report. And milk production looks better with huge gains in California. Butterfat production is just been insanely good. We've got a surplus of just about everything.
Like Bryce Windecker was saying, we do have a surplus on a lot of milk and butterfat, which might be part of the reason that we are seeing these low prices. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the closing markets right after this.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504. Innovation.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets close this Friday. They're ending mostly down, although cash and new crop corn is up a quarter of a penny at 424. Cash and new crop soybeans are down 12 cents at 1025 and a half. December wheat contracts are down 1 3/4 at 522 and a half. Class 3 milk is also seeing losses, with October contracts down 32 at 1713 a hundredweight and November contracts down 31 cents at 1668 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks closed down 3 1/4 at 165, and AA butter closed down 5 1/2 at 175. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sunny and Cher, your life was good everywhere. We went out last night.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Friday, September 19th, 2025. Zomers on the board. A little Kenny Chesney for you. Love that song. We went out last night. Some people probably going to go out tonight before the Badger game. Or maybe before the Brew Crew down there in St. Louis, or maybe before the Packers. We're going to tell you the story behind the song here in just a little while. Remembering Brett James, who helped co-write that song with Kenny Chesney, who passed away tragically yesterday at the age of 57 in a plane crash. We're going to talk about that. But first, want to clean up and finish up what's worse for you. Lots of, if you go out tonight or tomorrow, might do some grilling as well. Category today, what's worse, grill, gas grill or charcoal grill? Gas grill or charcoal grill, 855-752-4842. One phone call left to get to. Ted in Appleton, listening up there on WISS in Oshkosh. Ted, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
Neither one.
Really? Neither one is worse.
They each have their good points, you know, like a lot of callers said, gas is fast and easy,
right?
Easy to get rid of, but charcoal tastes better.
Yeah, I mean, I think for,
you know, just the smoke and
right.
Yeah, you know, so they both, you know, it's, you know,
I mean,
I'm on my way to get some tongue, cow tongue, so I'm gonna. Do that this weekend.
I'm glad you clarified that. It's a little early in the afternoon to be going for a little tongue, Ted, up there at Appleton. But as long cow tongue.
Oh, never.
All right, gonna put that. Do you saute the tongue before you grill it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah, at least a couple hours.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
longer the better.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend up there in Appleton. Ted's going out tonight. I'll tell you that much right now. What's worse, charcoal grill or gas grill? Let's finish up a couple of these texters here. Matt Middleton says, I'll say charcoal is worse, but only because of the cleanup and smell, but love the effect on the food taste-wise. Gas is better. I think I'm cutting down on the red meat, and it does a good job. All right, thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Also, Brett in Brown Deer on AUK in Milwaukee says, gas grills are worse. Charcoal tastes better to me, and I thought you were going to say William Shatner, too. He's a listener to the show. All right. I think we got most of the people there. Zomers, gas grill or charcoal grill, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to say charcoal is worse just because gas is so easy. And right. I don't know. I think I will experiment with different seasonings on burgers and things like that to make them taste different. Yeah. Charcoal is great every once in a while. You know, we have a charcoal grill up north at the family cabin.
Yeah.
But for ease of use around the house, I like being able to just be like, you know what? We got some corn. We got some beef. Let's grill out and then just start doing it.
Yeah. Those reasons and ones the other call, I'm not 100% anti-charcoal. It has a place.
Me either. Yeah.
But I think if I had to choose, which I clearly do, I would say charcoal is worse for the reasons the cleanup and the it's a process, right? It's not, like you say, it's a lot easier to just turn on the old propane. And I'll be on the side of Hank Hill today. How about that? All right, more fun and games on Monday with What's Worse. Also, don't forget, we're smack dab in the last half hour of our final text to win Brewer contest giveaway trivia extravaganza. No, it's called Free Ticket Friday. Our Brewer Ticket Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win 4 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game on Friday, September 26th against the Reds at 7:10 in the evening. Go to the Civic Media app, open it up. The first 10 stations we're on. Open one of them. It'll say text in the lower right-hand corner and text the word LAST, L-A-S-T. LAST is the word this hour, L-A-S-T, LAST. Text it right now at the 4 o'clock hour. The computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and somebody will be on their way to the Brew Crew contest. All right, quickly, one more entry. What's worse, Whistler out in Richland Center on RCE. Whistler, you got to make it fast, my friend. What's worse, charcoal or gas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd. I got a brand new gas stove inside. It's got a grill on it,
ooh,
but I prefer the charcoal.
All right. That's fair enough. I'll give you that. Well, enjoy. What are you grilling this weekend, Whistler? I might be up.
Well, no, you're going to Spring Green to watch the play.
I know. I'm going.
That's a
yes.
Great play.
It is.
You'll enjoy that.
All right. Thanks.
You ever been there before?
Oh, yeah. I love APT. Yeah. Absolutely. American cool. Players Theater. It is a great, great.
I helped start them out in Spring Green.
Did you really?
At the Robert E. Gard Theater.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that. See? We learn more and more about our great callers. Well, thank you. It's a great legacy for Southwest Wisconsin and Spring Green, for sure.
Yeah. What I really like is, okay, you said they're doing, they have a deaf actor for this performance.
Correct.
And one of my best friends, he works, well, he just retired from ASCS, federal government. He's deaf.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he spends a lot of time here to do hunting and fishing and things like that. But, yeah. Enjoy it.
Thank you. I will, Whistler. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Yeah, as Whistler said, we talked about earlier, there is a deaf actor at the APT company, American Players Theater, this summer. We've seen him before. And so my sister, who teaches American Sign Language in Eau Claire High Schools, is going to be here. And so they have the deaf actor doing American Sign Language and the body language and the emotion. And then he also has a companion speaking actor who gives the lines in, you know, speaking vocally. But the lines are also there for Americans. So you have people there that only speak American Sign Language because they're deaf. And so it's great for them. But it adds another layer. You know, I went in with a stigma, of course, thinking, is this going to be distracting or weird? Or no, actually, it's really cool. Because I don't want to go too far down this road, but I think of all the languages out there, American Sign Language may be the most emotional because you have to use your body and your hands and your face to speak.
It is an extremely expression-based language
because
a lot of the phrases are not necessarily literal translations of a normal English sentence.
Correct. And so you get that emotion with the American Sign Language part, but then for those of us that... Although I've tried to learn, my sister's tried to teach me, I just can't, I don't practice it enough, so I don't retain it. There's also the speaking actor as well. And so you hear that as well. So anyway, if you've never been to it, a few more, they're closing down here for the season, probably in October. So check it out. American Players Theater, one of the crown jewels of Wisconsin in Southwest Wisconsin. 43 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Again, the text to win word for those free Brewer tickets. Text the word LAST, L-A-S-T, right now to the Civic Media app. We're going to draw, the computer will draw, a correct text at the top of the hour, and somebody's going to a Brewers game next Friday night. Talked about it a little bit before, but Brett James, and this comes to us from News Channel 5, in Nashville. I went because this Brett James lives down there and they actually have the most accurate reporting. Brett James, I don't want to go into it, but he and his wife, as many people do, happened to get divorced 4 or 5 years ago, and he remarried like 3 years ago. And so a lot of the national news channels, I think, must have just been going to Wikipedia. And so they were reporting that he was married to his now ex-wife, as it turns out. So this is the most accurate story I've found thus far. Headline, Brett James, Nashville Hall of Famer, killed in a plane crash with his wife and stepdaughter. Authorities say Brett James's wife, Melody Carroll, and her daughter, Merrill Maxwell Wilson, were the other passengers in the plane. No one on board survived. The music community is mourning the loss of Brett James, a celebrated songwriter and Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee, who died in a small engine airplane crash. He was only 57 years old. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame announced James's death, confirming he was killed in the aircraft accident. Details about the crash remain limited as authorities continue their investigation. James was renowned, as our friend Phil Nee said at the top of the show, for penning some of country music's biggest hits, including Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel and Kenny Chesney's When the Sun Goes Down. His songwriting prowess earned him recognition as one of Nashville's most talented songwriters. Regular listeners of this show know I'm a huge Kenny Chesney fan, and when I'm not listening to Civic Media, I'm also listening to Sirius XM Radio, and Kenny Chesney has a channel on Sirius XM called No Shoes Radio. And I listen, and it's one of the reasons I love No Shoes Radio on Sirius XM, because it's not just the music. Obviously, they play a lot of Kenny Chesney, but they play rock. They play lots of other genres, not just country music all the time. And they have this thing where they'll go and they have segments where it's just Kenny talking with his friends and other people, and they give you like these stories. And one of the people that's on there a lot is Brett James, talking to Kenny and other people in Kenny's orbit. And I couldn't find the one that plays on No Shoes Radio, but I found this. It's on YouTube, and it was a songwriters event a few years back, not too long ago, I don't think, where they had songwriters on a stage. I think it was in Nashville, 4 or 5 people, and they told you the story behind the song. So, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do we have time? I don't know.
Not really.
All right.
I mean, we have like a minute and a half of it.
I went too long. No, let's because I want people to hear this in its entirety. And so we're gonna do a little business, but when we come back, I want you to hear this in its entirety, because I think it cuts beyond genres of music. Yes, it's one of the reasons I like country music, but it's one of the things that I just like about music. And anybody who's a regular listener to the show knows I love things that are well written. Well written. It doesn't matter whether it's a movie script or a TV show script or a book or a column or a song. Writing to me is such a gift. I enjoy doing it and trying to practice it. Once in a while, I come up with something. I'm like, that's not too bad. But oftentimes, I get frustrated that I don't write well enough creatively. And I guess when you hear the stories that go into songs, it just makes it so much more impactful, at least to me. So we're going to come back and let Brett James say in his own words how he came to write this song we went out last night. And it's just, I really hope you... Hope you really enjoy it. James's death, according to this story at newschannel5.com in Nashville, represents a significant loss for the songwriting community, where he was respected for his ability to craft memorable melodies and meaningful lyrics that touched millions of listeners. The Nashville Songwriters Association International has issued a statement that said, "We mourn the tragic loss of a music road giant. Brett James has been a consistent powerhouse songwriter, publisher, and producer for over 30 years. Brett James was 57. Come on back. Hear him in his own words. Remember the legacy, his talent that will live on forever. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average superyacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joy rides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News. Check out weather. Great sports reporter Mike Clemens with a sports report. Another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by Pete Schwabba. Want to end the show again. And by the way, Peter Rapine, who was scheduled for the show, has been bumped for Matt Damon. We apologize for that.
And Matt Damon, in turn, has been bumped for remembering Brett James.
No, that's not the case. It was an old Jimmy Kimmel joke. Scheduling conflicts. So Rapine will be here on another day. But this is important. I want to talk about this anyway. And we'll have some custom Letterman next week as well, talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Brett James passed away tragically in a small plane crash. He was the pilot. His wife and stepdaughter were also on that plane and perished alongside of him. And wrote so many great songs, Kenny Chesney. And he's been on Chesney's Sirius XM channel, No Shoes Radio, talking before about this, the story behind the song. And so this is him in a songwriters convention, basically talking about how he came to write the song of We Went Out Last Night. Here is Brett James in his own words.
Well, we like to say every song has a story in Nashville, and this particular song started in my kitchen a bunch of years ago. It was Christmas Eve, and I was standing in my kitchen about 4:30 in the afternoon, and my cell phone rang. And the only reason I picked up is because it said blocked. And in our business, if it says blocked, you have to pick it up because it's probably somebody, you know, famous.
Or the IRS.
Or the IRS. Which is, one just says double blocked.
Yeah. Okay.
So 4:30 in the afternoon, Christmas Eve, I pick up my cell phone and a buddy of mine on the other line, he talks a little like this. He says, hey, man. Hey, man, what are you doing day after tomorrow? Now, once again, it was 4:30 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve, and I had four children under the age of 12 at the time. So, of course, I said, well, nothing, man. What you got in mind, you know? What he had in mind was more fun than what I had planned. He said, why don't we go down to the islands and write some song? Good news about those four children is they know what pays for Santa at our house. So 48 hours later, I found myself stepping off a jet in the islands. And for those of you who are not from Nashville, you should know this about Nashville. We have gray winters. And December, it starts getting dark at like 4:20. And you never see the sun. And so it was nice to step off a jet in the islands. And I don't know about you guys, but anybody in the middle of winter, when you step off a jet in the islands and you smell that salt air and feel that warm breeze, anybody want to go just a little bit crazy? Anyone? Well, this particular buddy and I are sort of known for that, and this night was no different. So I'll fast forward to the next morning, which I guess was December 26th, and I woke up way before he did, and I went outside and got some coffee and sat on his back deck, and I was looking at one of the prettiest views I'd ever seen in my life, and it must have waited 2 or 3 hours, and finally the sliding glass door to his bedroom opened, and Kenny Chesney Creek, you know, kind of pokes his head out, and he says, Brett, we went out last night. And I said, yeah, we did. And being the semi-professional songwriter that I am, I said, maybe that's the song we ought to write today. And I started strumming this little groove, and I went, ba 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 da da da. And Kenny went, ba 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 da da da. And we started talking and laughing about the night before. And a couple hours later, we had this song. Y'all sing it with me if you know it. We went out last night, like we swore that we wouldn't do. We drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama, and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Oh, we went out last night, and one thing started leading to another. Out last night, hitting on everybody and their mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Man, life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Ba, 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 da, da, da.
Brett James, in his own words, you can let play a little bit in the background, Zomer. That's how songs are written, guys. Just living life. Like Kenny Chesney coming out. We went out last night. This song, Out Last Night, was a number one hit for Kenny Chesney. And Brett James, one of the most talented songwriters in Nashville, dead at the age of 57 after his plane crashed. He was piloting along with his wife and stepdaughter. Our thoughts and prayers go to them. Live life, guys. Live life this weekend. Grab it and squeeze every drop you can out of it, because we don't know how long it's going to last. Be present with your friends and your family. Be thankful and have gratitude for all the things we have. I know I am. Great show today. Bill McCashin, thank you very much for being here. Phil Nee, thanks for being here. And Trigvi Olsen. Zomer is always doing a great job on the board as well. We'll be back. Big show on Monday. Big news of a new movie from the makers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We'll have that announcement and what's worse. We're going to leave you with another Brett James, Kenny Chesney song. It meant a lot to me in my personal life when I really needed this the most. The song, another number one, called Knowing You by Brett James and Kenny Chesney. Keep on fighting for whatever you believe in.
You probably got your toes in the sand at a bar on a beach and the sun somewhere. Knowing you, you got something cold in your hand. chatting up a stranger without a care. Knowing you, that you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I'd do it all over, 'cause Dad.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new CDC advisory panel voted today to recommend Americans get the shot of COVID based on individual-based decision-making. It comes a day after the panel voted to change the combined MMRV shot for children, separating out the chickenpox dose. ABC's Selena Wang says those changes have sparked backlash and confusion.
There's also been notable pushback from lawmakers, especially from Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's the chair of the Senate Health Committee. He is telling the American public that they shouldn't trust any of the changes that come from this CDC advisory vaccine panel.
The CDC's director still needs to sign off on the recommendations. The Senate today failing to pass two stopgap measures to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. An earlier bill passed the House. The Pennsylvania State Police is investigating the death of an 18-year-old high school student killed during a joint operation by the FBI and ATF yesterday in Beaver County. This is ABC News.